your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
At five. A man has been found guilty of murdering his wife in a rare retrial after the couple's child came forward with new evidence. Robert Rose stabbed Dawn to death at their home in Redhill, Surrey in 2016 and was initially cleared after claiming self-defence. More images have been released by Democrats who are investigating the crimes of Jeffrey Epstein. The 19 photos feature the likes of Donald Trump, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor and Bill Gates. None of the images suggest any wrongdoing. Joshua Schiffer, a former defense lawyer for Epstein's accusers, says there's still more to come.
We've got the grand jury transcripts that are coming out. There will be additional files slowly dripping, and it's not going away until there is really a reset button and a clear accounting of what happened, when, and with who.
The funeral of a four-year-old boy killed in an arson attack in County Offaly 6 days ago has taken place. Tig Farrell's great-aunt also died in the fire in Edenderry. The Health Secretary Wes Streeting is warning flu cases could treble before this winter's peak and says he's fearful about planned strikes next week. Resident doctors in England are still deciding whether to go ahead with the walkouts in a row over pay. Gatwick has blamed a hike in business rates for raising its drop-off fees for passengers to £10. The new price, a 43% increase, will be implemented from the 6th of January. Rod Dennis from the RAC says it's a blow for drivers.
The increase which Gatwick is putting in is the largest we've ever seen here at the RAC, and it's double the first fee that was introduced back in 2021. So if all you're doing is lending a friend or family member a hand with their luggage, you are increasingly paying the price for doing so.
The best-selling novelist Joanna Trollope has died at the age of 82. Her books were often described as Argus sagas, as they were set in rural Middle England and focus on domestic lives. Her daughters say she passed away peacefully at her home yesterday. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Fire crews from Tame and Slade Park attended a road traffic collision which occurred at around 9:30pm on Wednesday on the A4129 between Tame and Kingsey near the Windmill Road Junction. Crews found one female casualty who could not free herself from her vehicle due to her injuries. Firefighters were able to extricate the casualty and hand her over to waiting medical teams. The scene was passed to police colleagues for investigation and management. The Environment Agency is set to clear the waste dumped illegally near the A34 at Kidlington. The likelihood of a fire at the site has prompted preparatory work, which began yesterday. Further details on the timescales for completing the clearance work will be released shortly. A spokesperson for the agency said they were working through the most effective way to manage the clearance and removal of the waste. Around 70 of Tame's senior citizens were welcomed to the annual tea party by Tame Mayor Councillor Andy Gilbert on Wednesday. The event is organised by Inner Wheel Rotary and Tame Town Council. Guests enjoyed a game of bingo, a sing-along with Ian English and the Pop Choir, a sumptuous tea and a visit by Father Christmas.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
It's going to be a dry afternoon and evening and a cold, clear night, but that bodes well for Saturday, which is going to get off to a very bright start. I'm Catherine Jones, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you, Catherine Jones. This is brand new Lottery Winners. It is called Your Last Song.
With your face in my head, I couldn't picture the shade of your eyes. I woke up with a song on repeat, said I'm wasting no more time. I don't really know if you think about me, do you think about me at all? I don't really know if you're listening, but this is your last song. You
just called to say that I don't care. I just called to say
Radio.
Jones, he said white, not wet. Sorry. I always say Catherine Jones is like the god of weather. What she says goes. We want snow, Catherine Jones. Thank you very much. That's karaoke.
Red Kite Radio.
It's not likely you're going to be stuck in a snowdrift anytime soon. But you could be, I don't know, stuck on the roads at the moment. Friday, you'd be trying to get home. Could be stuck at your local supermarket. Could be stuck outside a cash. I don't know, you could be stuck anywhere. This is karaoke. This is your chance. Wherever you are. Doesn't matter if you're stuck. Get You just want to sing your heart out. Let it all out. Bring it all back. This is S Club 7.
Don't stop, never give up. Hold your head high and reach the top. Let the world see what you have got. Bring it all back to you.
Hold on to what you try to be. Your individuality. When the world is on your shoulders, just smile and let it go. If people try to put you down, just walk on by, don't turn around. You only have to answer to yourself. Don't you know it's true what they say? That life, it ain't easy. But your time's coming around. So don't you stop trying.
Don't stop, never give up. Hold your head high and reach the top. Let the world see what you have got. Bring it all back to you. Dream of falling in love. Anything you've been thinking of. When the world seems to get too tough. Bring it all back to you. Yeah, yeah.
Bring back, bring back. Try not to worry about a thing. Enjoy the good times love can bring. Keep it all inside you. Gotta let the feeling show. Imagination is the key.
Classic hits in Tame.
Red Kite Radio.
You Bean movie, wasn't it? That was Boyzone. That is a Picture of You. That was the second Mr. Bean movie, wasn't it, that was him? Boyzone, Picture of You, Yes Club, bringing it all back before that. Karaoke is done and dusted. Returning Monday afternoon here on Drive Time. Music continues after the break, though. George Ezra is in paradise.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Winterfest 2025 is coming on Saturday the 13th of December.
This year's Winterfest sponsors include 90 Degree Carpentry, Bespoke Carpentry, Alan James LLP, Business and Personal Solicitors, Amelia Marquise, Local Marquee Hire, Blades Turf Care, Lawn Care and Maintenance, BWK Solicitors, Local Law Firm, College and County, Buy, Sell, Rent and Let Property, Chorus Burns Digital Dental Lab and Flossie's Logs, Sustainably Sourced Firewood. Thanks to all of these businesses for their support.
Red Kite Radio. Proud to be supporting Winterfest 2025. Saturday the 13th of December at Banks Park by the Village Hall in Haddenham.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Switch up your style this party season and have a great Christmas with help from Specsavers Tame. Pop in and see our experts in store or book online at specsavers.co.uk/tame.
For Tame, Haddenham and Long Crendon.
Red Kite Radio.
My love.
My love.
My lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind.
My mind.
My mind, well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on.
Ride on.
I will ride on down the road, I will find you, I will hold you, I'll be there. It's long, well, it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you, I will hold you, and I'll be there.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel.
Time, well, it's a never-ending helter-skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart,
my heart,
my boom, boom heart. It's a beating, it's a thumping, and I'm alive.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time between it's something that I feel it.
Me there, roll on, roll on.
life heading your way.
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
For you now. So over the festive period, a friend cooks you a special festive meal that tastes awful. So what do? You tell the truth, or do you smile and just go through it and eat every bite? Another one, you promise to bake something for a Christmas party but completely forget. Now, what do? You buy something and pass it off as homemade, or do you admit you forgot and messed up? And you realised you've double booked Christmas Eve plans. Do you cancel on the one you less prefer, or do you just come up with a fake excuse for both? That's a difficult one, isn't it? When it comes to the food side, I'm really bad. I'm awful at food. If I don't like it, it just shows all over my face. I find it very difficult to be able to eat something and not like it. And I don't know, buying something for a Christmas party and passing it off as your own. I think most of the time you can tell, can't you, if it's homemade or if it's bought. But I suppose if there's lots of people in sort of picking at things, then they're never going to know, are they? You've realised you've double-booked Christmas Eve plans. Always reminds me of the Vicar of Dibley. You know, the one where she, like, triple-booked herself for Christmas dinner and had to go and have Christmas dinner at three different people's houses rather than disappoint anyone. So, yeah, come up with it. I think I'd just have a fake excuse and then watch TV at home. Unless it's something really good. Right. Rod Stewart, he's heading home for Christmas, and he's heading home on his downtown train.
Outside, another yellow moon has punched a hole in the nighttime mist. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full of all them Brooklyn girls. They try so your heart, they're just thorns without the rose. Be careful, I've been in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one, oh baby, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? Will I see you tonight on a downtown train?
FM. Red Kite Radio.
Tell me, is this love? The kind that I've been dreaming.
is Remember Monday. It is called More Than Ever Now. This is probably one of the more ridiculous stories of the week. There's a man, a musician, who has just taught an octopus to play the piano. What? Seriously? No, he has. He's taught this octopus to play the piano. He bought it as a pet octopus. He was looking for something that he could train to play a musical instrument. Yeah, you usually do that. Yeah, I want to go and buy a pet today. I don't know. I need it to be able to play a musical instrument. Why? Anyway, he ended up with an octopus, and he's been teaching it ever since to play the piano. As you do. I mean, I suppose tentacles, you know, surely that, you know, I don't know, make you be a tentacler instead of a tenor. No, it doesn't work, does it? Anyway, so he's taught this octopus to play the piano. It took him 6 months to teach him. He has managed to build this keyboard, which is operated by levers, so the octopus can pull with its tentacles. And he's built a crab elevator. So every time this octopus plays a note, a tiny bit of crab drops into the water on this elevator for the octopus to eat. So just every time he plays a note, he's dropping a imagine that. Maybe every word I could say, if just every word I say, you get a mince pie in my mouth. You know what? I could be here forever. I could do a talk show. Right, Whitney Houston.
Shepherd boy, do you hear what I
hear? What I hear?
Leading through the night, shepherd boy, do you hear what I
hear? What I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with the
unmistakably Whitney Houston here on Drive Time. We've got the Four Tops on the way. We've got some Darling Love coming up as well. And, of course, it's Friday, so we end on a Friday banger. That is on the way. After the break, though, is Huey Lewis and the news.
Red Kite Radio.
Posh Nosh Bespoke Caterers provide delicious, freshly made food for all events and occasions, whether indoors or outdoors. From generous but affordable working lunches to afternoon tea with our fine china, from our selection of mouth-watering canapés to our famous Christmas buffets or turkey dinners with all the trimmings. We design the perfect menu to suit your event and budget. Posh Nosh has been serving Buckinghamshire and the surrounding counties for over 30 years with countless five-star reviews. To find out more, visit poshnoshfood.com or call 07958 319 218. That's 07958 319 218.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
I didn't know why I couldn't stop drinking. I thought I was on my own with my problems.
Alcoholics Anonymous didn't judge me or criticise me. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living.
It's free and confidential. If you're worried about drinking,
call 0800 9177 650 or search Alcoholics Anonymous online.
Join me, Clive Wagerfield, on Red Kite Radio 107.2. where we broadcast specialist music shows each and every evening. I'll be presenting the Sunday Rock Show between 7 and 10pm each week. So, remember to turn that dial to Red Kite Radio 107.2. You will find the best of classic and modern rock here. So, tune in and turn up the volume.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
This is Red Kite Radio.
Too late. We are bound by all the rest.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
I don't really have friends, don't go out on weekends. I don't have a lover left to hold. Friday night I'm alone, sat at the piano, thinking about the ex I shouldn't call. You say, now I see you busy out and living my wildest of dreams with new friends, new cities. But now inside my heart wants to scream, where is the love that I knew we ignited? Darkness in me and I learned how to hide it. Made you believe that I'm happy like this. No, no, I don't really have friends, don't go out on weekends. I don't have a lover left to hold. Friday night I'm alone, sat at the piano, thinking about the ex I shouldn't hold. I'm sipping on stones and teacups, thinking I'm joking somehow, but people there I hardly know. I'm so very lonely, no one really knows me. You are still the heart I want to hold. You turn, say to me, you're happy, and you're actually seeing somebody, and you're both.
Weekends. Now there's a moviegoer in Texas that's bought his own mousetraps to his local cinema to raise awareness of its rodent problem. So apparently it was well known for rats running around watching films. And it's just like, and they're not doing anything about it. So he bought his own mousetrap in and actually managed to catch a rat during a movie. Imagine that, you sat there eating your popcorn and just, you think, oh, someone's eating my popcorn. You turn around, there's a rat in it. Just imagine that. That'd be a bit of a shock, wouldn't it? That's like 4D cinema. Maybe that's a new movie we could bring out. It could be like the man-eating rats. People watching the cinema, and the rats are picking them off one by one. Anyway, maybe that's for a couple of years' time. But yeah, how do you take your own rat trap to a cinema? That's something, hopefully, we won't ever need to do. Darling love, this is a winter wonderland.
Sing the last song as we go along.
Christmas Light Bus is returning tomorrow evening. It's going to be going through Childgrove, Little Milton and Great Milton. It's also going to be passing through Tiddington and Wheatley and visiting Tame. For the full itinerary, you need to go to the Oxford Bus Company website and follow the link from the homepage. Of course, Winterfest is happening tomorrow as well. And Sunday, there's a Christmas Tree Festival and Santa's Workshop at St. Andrew's Church in Chinna. That is between 2 and 5pm. They're going to have seasonal refreshments. There's also musical entertainment and a lucky draw for a Christmas hamper. That is the last day of the Christmas Tree Festival and Santa's Workshop on Sunday. Just £2 on the door. Whatever you're doing, have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy all the different things going on, and I'll catch you back on the radio Monday. I'm going to be minus that. Well, I'm going to have a hand, hopefully. I'm just not going to be able to use it very much. It's going to be a one-handed show. It's going to be interesting. Anyway, that is Monday Afternoon's Problem. Whatever you're doing, have a fantastic Saturday. Have an even better Sunday. Catch you back on the radio Monday. We're going to head to the news at 6. With your Friday banger. This is a banger. We're going out with Ozzy Osbourne. This is Shot in the Dark. Catch you Monday from 4.
Hey!
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.